Welcome back to the Pause, Rewind, Play podcast. You might notice that our cast is a little bit different today. This is the first of a new series that we're starting called the Fast Forward Series, hoping to kind of catch up on some movie news, rumors, discuss it, what we're excited for, maybe watch some trailers. We're super excited to start it. Casey will be here every once in a while, but as you guys know, he's got the new baby, so he can't be here as frequently. He'll still be here for all of our full episodes, but we just kind of wanted to do this because, as you guys know, we love talking about movies, and so we figured, hey, we can talk more about movies. Why don't we, you know, have a little extra segment to go
also,
ahead and
I
do
figured,
that.
Hey, let's help the internet spread some rumors.
Yes, we will be the instigator of so many rumors.
But this is weird. I don't think we've ever done a podcast without Casey. It kind of feels like we're betraying him in a way. And I don't know where to put my mic.
No, we can move it back down. I just like felt like it was just barely too low.
Yeah.
And then like I moved it over here and I was like going like this.
It's weird to only have two people here too.
And we're not ready for it. And we've actually got a lot to talk about this week because we've got CinemaCon going on.
Yeah.
So there's been so much that's been coming out and going.
Yeah, I think this is like the first year I've really like paid attention to CinemaCon. I never realized how much comes out during this event. I didn't even really know it was an event until like the last couple of months. How have I been completely in the dark with this whole thing?
I'd heard about it before, but I definitely also had never paid much attention because
I followed. I followed Comic-Con. I followed the like Disney events whenever that goes on because they have all their like Marvel and Star Wars releases. I had no idea that there was like a convention for theater owners where people go and meet down. And it's in Vegas too, man. It's right down the street from us. We could have went down there. That's I wonder if they let just randos in.
That's a good question. Let's go ahead and get into it, right? Yeah. These ones are kind of going to be a little bit more fast-paced. We're going to be trying to go through a lot of news, cover what you guys want to hear, and kind of keep you up to date on the latest in cinema.
I think we should start off going through trailers that came out for the week.
Yeah.
There's been a ton that come out this week. I don't really pay attention to when trailers drop, so I didn't really know how many I would find in the last seven days. I don't know if this is just because CinemaCon is going on and all these trailers dropped or if this is like a normal thing, but there's like, I have 10 trailers here.
Jeez.
That I went through and watched that I probably wouldn't have even gotten around to for months.
See, I definitely haven't seen all those ones that you mentioned, but I've seen a lot of them just because I love scrolling Twitter.
I follow
a lot of movie stuff on Twitter. And so, yeah, when I'm on Twitter, I definitely see trailers and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll watch this one. And it's dumb because if it's like a trailer I really want to watch, it really doesn't make a difference. But I'm like, oh, that's a good trailer. I'll pull it up on YouTube.
A Haunting in Venice. Did you see that one?
I didn't see that trailer, no.
It's a horror thriller. It looked pretty cool. I looked into it. It turns out it's based on an Agatha Christie novel. What? It is the detective from the past movies and books, Death on the Nile and Murder on the Orient Express, except for it's like done as a horror movie. Looks really interesting. Like I was watching it thinking, oh, new horror. Okay, cool. And then it pulls this in. And I was like, oh, it's a detective horror story. Like, interesting. Check that one out.
I love horror. So like, I'm definitely going to be into that. And so we're already a few weeks past this, but one of the upcoming movies that I watched a while ago and I think I sent to you is that new A24 horror movie. That's definitely one of those
that
I'm super excited for.
Rad. What was that called?
Talk to Me.
With the hand.
Yeah, with the hand that you gotta touch and then you can communicate with the dead. That does look good and it's A24. And apparently some people I'm sure will just butcher me on YouTube for not knowing, but it's made by a couple guys who obviously there's like a whole, you know, A24 produced and all this stuff, but the people who I think wrote and directed it are a couple guys who they own like a big YouTube channel is like their main thing. And they make they do short films and stuff on YouTube. But I think this is and again, I could be totally wrong. So sorry, but I think this is like their first like really big, like full production that they just kind of got bankrolled to do. And it just looks so good.
That reminds me of the story for Lights Out, the movie Lights
Out.
The guy got his thing going on YouTube or something. And then
I remember that.
Yeah.
That movie's pretty good.
Yeah, it was great. Black Mirror season 6.
All right, this is my...
Yeah, go for it.
This is my... I love Black Mirror, right? So recently I haven't been watching a lot of them, but just on nights where I kind of find that I don't really want to watch anything that I'm currently watching, but I want to watch something else, I'm like, yeah, I'll go revisit an episode of Black Mirror because it's been a long time since a new season came out, right? And I am looking forward to this with... Oh, hopes. Like, I have high hopes. I'm pretty sure that this one is going to be longer. I think that it's 6 episodes. That could
be.
Bummer. Okay, but the last season, the season before had more, but season 5 only had 3.
That's it?
Yeah, it was. You're right. Miley Cyrus.
But they were long, weren't they?
They were pretty long. Yeah.
Was that the one that had the John Hamm one where he turned into a...
No.
No.
The John, like the Christmas one?
Yeah.
No. That was like a special, but I think they lumped that into season 2 or 3 or something.
Oh, wow.
But I do love Black Mirror. Season 5, they only had the 3 episodes, and they were okay. Like, they were good still, right? It was still Black Mirror. It was still excellent production quality. Acting was incredible. It was really, really good. It just definitely was lacking some of those episodes, and it lacked some of the absolute, you know, craziness, mind-bendingness, ethical dilemma, technology wildness that a lot of Black Mirror does. I am looking forward to this new season, not only because it looks crazy, but because the cast is absolutely stacked.
Yeah, it is.
I will not read all of the names because there are so many.
I just recognized a few from the trailer. I was like, oh, they got him. Oh, they got her.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
All right. So number one, top of my list, Aaron Paul. Right? He's in an episode where it looks like he's on like some sort of space station. And so you can assume that there's probably going to be more going, obviously there's going to be more going on, but it seems like since he's like in the space station, it'll probably be pretty centered on him. It might like there, I don't know if there's going to be other actors in the episode, but it's going to be a lot of Aaron Paul. And you
that
know,
that took me a second to remember who he is. He's Jesse from
yeah, Breaking Bad. And just, I am so excited for him in a Black Mirror style episode, just kind of like, I love him as an actor, and then seeing him in this like kind of mind-bending type of universe is going to be incredible. Annie Murphy, which she plays Alexis in Schitt's Creek, if you've ever seen that.
I love her. She's the best part of that show.
So she's...
David!
Ew, David.
Ew, David.
I don't know. But yes, so she is definitely... So. Those two are some of the first ones that come up in alphabetical order, but I'm pretty sure that they're kind of two of the leads for their episodes they're in because I saw her a lot in the trailer as she went through. And so I think that those are incredible. So I'll just kind of run through some of these other ones that I'm excited for. Himesh Patel, he's in Tenet, and he's in, what else is he? Oh, he's in this one you probably might not know. Did you ever watch a show called Station 11 on HBO Max?
Yeah, of course I did. I loved that show. Read the book too.
He's the main the guy, not the brother, but
the guy who takes
the little girl in.
Oh, yeah, he was so good in that.
Yeah, so he's gonna be in Black Mirror. Awesome. I love him. He's really good. Josh Hartnett. Just have to mention. Oh no, John Hannah. Sorry, my bad. Michael Cera. I didn't see him in the trailers, but like I saw his name pop out there. Was super excited. Rob Delaney, Salma Hayek. Super excited, definitely, as well. And Zazie Beetz. For some reason, I thought she was...
That's the one that got me most excited. I love Zazie Beetz.
I thought she was already in an episode of Black Mirror, and I was like, what the heck? I went back, and I'm pretty sure... Because I went and looked it up, but it was like when the trailer first dropped, so it's already been a little bit. I'm pretty sure she was in an episode of The Twilight Zone, which is like what got me kind of like...
Yeah, yeah.
That's the new the Twilight thing. Zone, right?
Yeah, so are they still doing that show?
I don't think so. I definitely haven't seen anything new for
me
it.
Me neither.
They released... It was last year, the year before, that they released like the second season of
it. I liked it.
But it was good. It was good. Like definitely like some good stuff from the original one. I just love like these type of
kind of
anthology series, you know, where each episode can be its own thing and just tell its own story. But then you also have the Easter eggs between them, right? A lot of them subtle and some of them more on the nose, like the song that they sing or have in pretty much every single Black Mirror episode, right? And then... And then you have the ones like the episode of with the actress from Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. I forget her name. Sorry. The main, she's Chadwick Boseman's
mom.
No.
Oh.
Not Angela Bassett. His sister in it. It's called Black Museum. And basically, she goes, and there's just like artifacts like from like all of the episodes kind of in this place where she goes.
Yeah,
and so I like the Easter eggs.
Yeah, maybe I need to go rewatch.
I'm excited. So it's just like, I know I talked a lot about Black Mirror. A lot of these I have seen, a lot of them I haven't. Of all of these, I would definitely say Black Mirror is the one that I'm most excited for. And it's also not too long of a wait. It drops, we don't know the exact date, but they gave us June as a release time. So we're like 2 months
away.
I mean, like if it's the end of June, yeah, it could be like pretty much a month almost from when we released it, basically.
When was the last Transformer? What was the last one you saw?
Bumblebee, probably.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Bumblebee. I watched that one, too.
I watched that one, yeah. And then nothing since.
Me neither.
I mean, I saw this trailer pop up on Twitter today, and I watched the whole thing, mostly because I knew that we'd probably talk about it tonight. I just watched the whole trailer, and I just said, why are we still making these? It doesn't, at that point, because obviously in the trailer you have, it's Rise of the Beast, and you have all these different Transformers. You've got this huge gorilla one swinging through the, and I'm like, at this point, why is
it even? Did you watch Beast Wars, though, as a kid at all, or is that after, or is that before your time? Because I think Beast Wars was late 90s.
I just had a lot of gaps as far as pop culture in my childhood, because I was kind of limited to more like Arthur and stuff like that.
We're just waiting for that live action Arthur show.
Exactly. I'm ready still.
Well, Rise of the Beasts, I caught a couple episodes, but I didn't watch a lot of it. So Transformers in general was never a big part of my childhood. I think the extent of my Transformers relationship was a comic book, a single hardcover comic book that somehow my parents got me, and I read that a few times. Other than that, I wasn't a big Transformers guy. Really liked the original Transformers movie. Haven't seen it in years. Rise of the Beasts, I caught a couple episodes. I remember it being like really cool CGI at the time. Doesn't look really great anymore. But Rise of the Beasts is out here doing its thing. Robot monkey. We'll see.
I'm like, why is the... I mean, you have like Godzilla versus Kong, and you have this. I'm like, what's your catch? That this one's a Transformer? Like, what's even? I don't know. But to be fair, like, there are people who like Transformers.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, there's a fan base for it.
If you like Transformers, there you go. Rise of the Beasts. And I hope that you guys enjoy it. I really do.
Next on the list is another one I'm actually pretty excited for. It's called Next Goal Wins. You see this one?
Yes, sir.
It's a new movie by Taika Waititi. Kind of feels like a Ted Lasso ripoff, in a way. It's about a soccer coach who gets sent to New Zealand, right, to coach a soccer team. I'm mostly excited about this because it feels like Taika Waititi getting back to what made him who he is, like the filmmaker that he used to be. It looks like a low budget, set in New Zealand type of movie, just like Boy or Hunt for the Wilder People or some of these older like indie style movies that he used to do. And that gets me excited. After all this time watching his big blockbusters, Thor, the last two Thors.
Jojo Rabbit.
He did a TV show on HBO called Our Flag Means Death.
Yeah.
That was okay. I didn't love it, but I've watched the whole thing. It's got my boy Murray in it. I don't remember his name, but he plays his real name, but he plays Murray in, Flight of the Conchords. Murray Hewitt, band manager. He's funny. You haven't seen Flight of the Conchords at all?
I know.
Whoa, dude, you just blew my mind.
Dude, my old English teacher who also has a podcast, he had a poster for it in his room. And so I should watch it, and I've heard from a million people that I should watch it, and it's just always been on my list, but just for some reason, every time. It's still there, don't worry. I'm not, like, actively avoiding it. It's just Vince Knows the next movie we're doing for the podcast.
It's a TV show. It's easy.
Oh, I didn't even know it was a TV
show. It's a TV show. It's an easy watch, like 30-minute episodes based on their old music stand-up. It's fantastic. Yeah. So... point being, it's Taika Waititi with all of his New Zealand friends making another small-budget movie that looks really, really good, in my opinion.
I watched the trailer, and I could feel exactly what you were just talking about. Like, I watched it, and I was just like, this feels like Taika Waititi, right? And it's not like the other things didn't. I still feel like, you know, Thor and Jojo Rabbit still definitely felt like Taika Waititi, but yeah, with a lot of money. So there's definitely a difference to the feeling there. So I watched the trailer, and I could feel his directing, his presence just emanate through all of it.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
That word better. I was going to say oozing. I like emanating better.
Oozing is a good one, though, too. Oozing through.
Ooze.
Next goal.
Did you see the TMNT trailer, the new one?
Yeah, I did.
Ooze. It just sounds good. Ooze. I can't wait for
I don't think I remember. When did this one come out? Or when does it come out?
Next goal wins. I can check.
Sorry, I probably should have paid more attention to the trailer when it comes out. But that's just like I said, one of the ones that I'm really excited for.
Oh, it's not for a while. November 17th.
So. I mean, hey, maybe he is really looking for something more with it.
Yeah.
Awards-wise. Oh, no, maybe. You've got that, because if you got that second half of the year, especially, but the last quarter of the year release date, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're looking for awards or anything like that. And it could also be completely unrelated. Just that's when the movie happens to come out. But with a lot of these, you just never know. Like, some stuff can happen. I mean, Jojo Rabbit came out. It won Best Adapted Screenplay, I was pretty sure, or Best Original Screenplay.
Something like that. I don't remember.
It won an Oscar and stuff like that. So he's definitely capable of it. We'll see when it comes.
There's a running joke in my family, my brother-in-law, every Oscar season. We're like, who do you think's going to win the Oscar? Jojo Rabbit. He says it every year.
Just says every
Jojo
year.
Jojo Rabbit should always win. He loved it. Just tail note on that. Apparently, it's based on a true story of an unorthodox coach named Thomas Rongen, who's played by Michael Fassbender.
Oh.
So, there you go. Yeah. It goes to American Samoa. That's where... Not New Zealand. Is that?
It's probably, if I had to guess, if it says that, so they might change it to New Zealand for the show, or they might have just shot it in New Zealand since
that's where he's from
and whatnot, and they say it's American Samoa, or they just say that it's New Zealand just for the show. Who knows?
So next is The Equalizer 3, starring Denzel Washington. Do you have any relationship with The Equalizer?
I saw the first one, not the second one.
I don't even think I saw the first one.
It's good. It's like Denzel Washington, John Wick, not especially, action. But just action, super heavy, and like a person who always craves like justice, you know, the Equalizer, vengeance. You know, it's like Denzel Washington. They say, hey, like, put him in a leading action role. And this is what comes out. And it's not bad. It was good. And I think that people liked the second one as well. I just haven't seen it. So it's definitely good.
The trailer for this one, check it out, because I actually really enjoyed the trailer. And it's 100% because of Denzel Washington. Like,
he's great.
Denzel is so charming, even when he's being this like badass killer. Like, he's just got this swagger to him. And it looks like it's based in Italy. And he goes up against the Italian mob. And I really... want to go to Italy at some point. So I'm just like, same. Denzel Washington killing the mob in Italy. I'm in. That sounds great.
And just like, can I do that for my vacation? I can film it, or I can just actually be there. This real happens.
Okay. Next on the list is White Man Can't Jump. Dropped a trailer.
Yep.
Did you see the original White Man Can't Jump?
Oh no. I know about it, but I haven't seen it.
Came out back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I never saw it either. I think I might have watched a little bit of it on TV, like on FX at some point, or whatever those channels are, TNT. Well, I don't remember what they used to be. But I think I caught a couple. But I think when the original came out, I was too young. My parents wouldn't let me watch it. So I watched the trailer for this one, and I actually thought it looked really good. I don't know if it will be, but I was really entertained by it.
No,
there's a flamethrower at the end. Maybe watch it just to see what the context of the flamethrower is. That's all I'm going
to
say about it.
I'm just trying to give it to you. I was trying to look up because I thought I remembered a few people from the cast, and it was like, I did remember a few people, Cynthia Walls, and then Laura Harrier, she's in Spider-Man Homecoming. She's kind of like the
The fake Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Not the original, like the love interest from the original. And
the old MJ. And then Lance Reddick, of course, RIP. But... Mm-hmm. I'm excited. It did look really good. And I was like, yeah, I haven't seen the original, but I know about it. I know it's kind of like a classic. I really hope that this can kind of live up to, it'll be really interesting to see like what people who have seen both think of it. And if it's something that if I go and see it and then afterwards you're like, I'm like, oh yeah, this is really good. Like, does it merit let's go back and watch the original. Like, because we like this one.
I'd actually like to watch the original. I just remember it being such a big thing when it came out when I was younger. Like, everybody was talking about it, liking it. But I just never got around to it. I'm kind of craving, after watching the trailer, I was like, I could go for a basketball movie right now.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'll go watch Hustle, Adam Sandler's Hustle or something. Like, I haven't seen it yet, but I watched that. I was just like,
I think Kay watched it.
I'm kind of craving some basketball.
Hoosiers was always like the one growing up. That was like my go to.
Mine was Space Jam. Basketball movie.
Definitely saw it. High School Music.
No.
Stop. You've ruined it.
Things. Well, yeah, two more, and then this is part of the next one. Ruining. You think this will ruin it? Fast X is the next trailer. Okay, the trailer two just dropped.
Okay, Fast X trailer two just dropped. I watched it. It's Fast X. It's Jason Momoa, whatever. The second part of that is the part that I'm like,
oh, that they announced part two.
Yeah. Okay. So they announced Fast X, right? And I don't think that they explicitly for a while said like, oh, this is like the end. But like eventually they got around to saying like, hey, this is like it, right? Like they might do like spinoffs or whatever, but they're like, hey, as far as actual Fast goes, this is it. And now here we are. And it's like, all right, you guys ready for Fast X? Ready for the end of the story? Well, you'll be ready in 2025 when we drop part two, which will actually be the end.
Yeah.
And then in 2025, when we're getting there, they'll be like, except for part three. Like,
but they also did this for Harry Potter and the Hunger Games and Twilight. And
yeah.
How many of these movies did they split it in? I guess
the exception of Harry Potter. With the exception of Harry Potter, most of those are trilogies. You're turning three movies into four. We're turning, if you don't even count Hobbs and Shaw or anything else, you're turning 10 movies into 11, all right?
It's kind of sad. That's what makes me the most, like, bummed is, like, this could have been perfect, end with number 10. And they're like, oh, no, we're going to end with number 10.
They're still ending with 10, Vince. It's just 10 part two. Here's the thing. I like Jason Momoa. I love Brazil, right? And a lot of this takes place, I don't know about a lot of it, but Jason Momoa in this is, his character is from Brazil, and he's kind of the main antagonist of this movie. The Fast family is just so big now that you almost, like, to wrap everyone's stories and all of that, you almost have to, like, and I don't say this in a good way, but it's like you almost have to do two movies because there's just so, like, when I look at the poster for this, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I forgot that this person, like,
did you see the meme that's just like, man, the new X-Men movie looks weird because it's like all the characters in the X.
Yeah.
Professor X looks crazy. It's like Vin Diesel in the middle.
Well, I just like see all the people and I'm like, oh bro, I keep forgetting that all these people are still like in the movies and they gotta like use them. Like Natalie Emmanuel, Brie Larson, like they're all still like in the franchise and like going with it. And it's like, what is going on?
So my big question is, it's a part one, part two, and the pattern has always been introduce the bad guy becomes the one of the family in the next movie. That's kind of how it's
going. I mean, it's Jason Momoa.
That's what I was going to say. Do you think Momoa is going to become a good guy for the final one?
I don't doubt it.
Or is he going to be the last big bad?
Because
I can't, like,
yeah,
I can't see a world that they don't bring Jason. If this franchise was going to keep going, Momoa would become part of that.
Because at this point, you've got Jason Statham, you have Vin Diesel, you have The Rock, you have, like, so many people, right? All of those big, right, the big people, and it was like almost a surprise. Exactly, right, John Cena. It was almost a surprise that Jason Momoa wasn't in it already, right? And so it's like, oh, okay, now Jason Momoa's going to be in it. I wouldn't say guarantee it because they could set him up since he's a pretty big actor to be like the big bad, the final big bad. But I definitely also could see like they do it. They go through these heists with him. They learn about him. He becomes part of the family. And then whoever Jason Momoa's boss is
becomes
the final big bad.
And they have to make him a no-namer. They have to make him someone that can't, like, we're not going to be like, what? We just love someone, him. Make him part of the family.
Yeah, exactly. Just like someone who's like, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's a nuclear bomb.
Just a nuclear bomb.
Like, yeah, they just have to fight a nuclear bomb. They've already escalated so high. Why not punch a nuclear bomb to save the world?
Just Oppenheimer. It's a crossover you're not ready for. Oppenheimer comes out after Fast 10 and you realize at the end of Oppenheimer, oh no, that's the guy.
That being said, I am excited for Fast X. I love to hate on these movies. I go in watching them and just like have a good time. I roll my eyes. I enjoy it. I walk out. I make fun of it. And I look forward to the next one every time. So
we talked a lot about that.
The last one on the list, other than the Flash trailer, is Little Mermaid dropped a teaser. Music sounded good. Yeah. I'm kind of impartial on it too. Just kind of like, it's another one of these live action Disney ones that I'm not really super excited for.
For like the animators at Disney who they're like, hey, we're making these live action things. You need to make, you know, a crab look realistic and you need to make this, you know, a flounder character look like a real fish. Mm-hmm. But
but it still has to feel like the characters.
That's what I'm wondering is, like, Scuttle, is that the bird's name? Mm-hmm. Scuttle's, like, goofy in the cartoon, isn't he? It's been years since I've seen it, but isn't Scuttle, like, this goofy, like, joke? How are they going to keep that personality in this?
And that's the weird, I don't know, because they kind of dropped...
changed Timon and Pumbaa a little bit, so they didn't quite feel the same.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. They dropped character posters recently for them, and I think there was a teaser that came out a while ago. And there was, like, a shot from the teaser that just got memed like crazy because it was Flounder. And he had the shape and, like, the rough color and stripes and whatever of how Flounder looked like in the original movie. But just trying to make it realistic and the eyes, it just looked so weird. It was so bad. And they've changed it since, I'm pretty sure. Because I saw the character poster and he just looked like kind of a normal freaking fish.
Yeah,
but now people are just like, oh, like that doesn't look like Flounder at all. And so now it's just like they're caught in this weird middle world where it's like if you try to make it look like the original animated character, but realistic, it just doesn't work. Huh. But if you don't make it look like the original character, other people are like, it's not even Flounder. And so it's like, I just kind of feel bad for them because it's a really tough situation.
It's tough.
People are already sick of these remakes. And so you can't make anyone happy because you're either making people mad that it's not as good as the original, it's not like the original, or you're making people mad that it's too different and stuff like that. And so you're just in a really weird spot. I know you guys are just doing your job. Disney animators, it's just a tough spot to be in. I don't know. It's going to drop on Disney Plus, and unless there's some kind of like crazy.
Oh, is it not a theater release either?
No. Oh, it'll be a theater release, and then I'm sure at some point it'll go to Disney.
I thought Plus. Melissa McCarthy looked good.
Oh, yeah. And I think that looks good.
Yeah.
And then.
I don't know, maybe because I watched on a small screen, but I thought that she looked good as like the octopus style going on. The CGI didn't bother me, and sometimes it does on some of these movies.
And the music definitely sounded great. The singing and everything.
She could sing.
Yeah, exactly.
The Flash. I'm really excited for this one. This trailer was so focused on Michael Keaton Batman and what he's doing with a little bit of like what's going on with the Flash. It's just like, oh yeah, this is a Batman movie. Like straight up, this is going to be a Batman movie.
Well, I mean, they kind of like want to lean that way as much as possible, right? With all the Ezra Miller stuff going on.
Yeah, they actually addressed that at CinemaCon, the Ezra Miller situation. They're pretty positive about it. They say apparently he's doing much better, doing really well.
That's good.
The director, I can't remember the director's name off the top of my head, but he was saying like he was amazed by how well he did, like, not only his comedic chops, but also like his dramatic chops in the movie. They actually showed the movie at CinemaCon. People like had a screening that they could watch the entire thing.
The whole thing?
Yeah, they say that it's not the final cut, but it was close enough to the final cut.
Do we get to CinemaCon?
No after credits. That's what I'm saying, man. Gotta get down there. No after credits scene. I'm sure that the special effects weren't all completed and stuff, but they said it's close enough. It's gotta be like done because this movie was supposed to come out like 2 years ago or something, and it's just been through like reshoots and rewrites and blah blah blah. Everybody has said it's amazing. Everybody that has walked out of this movie, from common folk at CinemaCon to other directors of movies, have all walked out saying this is the best superhero movie, one of the best superhero movies ever made.
Oh my gosh.
So I am at like peak hype. I really want good comic book movies. All this talk about like comic book fatigue, I think is not true. I think it's bad movie fatigue because there's been so many bad mediocre comic book movies lately. I'm not the first person to say that. I heard someone say that, and I was just like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what's going on. I think James Gunn might have been actually who said
it. I wouldn't doubt it.
But I'm hyped for Flash. I think it looks so good. I can't wait for it. I'm just counting down the days, and this trailer looked great.
I didn't see the trailer actually yet.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that it was up and it came up on my Twitter, but I didn't end up watching it. But now I definitely am.
Yeah, that's lots of Michael Keaton in it if you're into the Michael Keaton.
Like I definitely saw a ton of pictures of him as Batman and whatnot. And I'm excited. Like, I was excited for that already. I was like, oh, that seems cool. Like, I'd probably see it even just based on that. Just kind of get that old classic nostalgia and whatnot. But that just seems dope.
Yeah.
Like, and especially that everyone's loving it. So.
And that comes out in like June, I want to say. Crap.
These are just so soon. I mean, because I'm super excited, because obviously, like, this isn't really, you know, news or anything, because it's on the final stretch. You got Guardians of the Galaxy 3 coming out next week.
Yeah.
And so, that too.
And then this one comes out June 16th, so it'll really kick off the summer season, the blockbuster season.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
along with, and then, like, yeah, we're getting into, like, freaking blockbuster season coming along, because we got Aquaman. Oh, no, Aquaman's in December, but, like, Blue Beetle comes out in August, Flash in June, May's got Guardians of the Galaxy. And then we've got a bunch of, like, Marvel TV shows coming up. Like, we're getting back in here.
Not as much super hero related, but July, you got that the Barbie Oppenheimer double feature, baby. There's just a lot. I feel like there's a lot of good stuff that's coming. And what I look forward to, especially as we're not approaching the end of the year, but just, like, as you move along through the year, are discovering and finding those hidden ones, right? The ones that don't have the big trailers, the ones that are just kind of like indie, or even if they're not indie, they're just smaller and just don't get as much recognition. The ones that end up being the ones that kind of stick with you, right? Because a lot of the big ones will make it onto your top 10, but there'll always be like the touching ones and stuff that end up sneaking in there and whatnot.
Like Ghosted.
Like, no, I'm not even, I was going to watch that. And I just saw nothing but just, like, trash. Yeah. It was, like, not good. And I was like, okay, well.
Didn't even give it a chance.
Like, I'm talking about, like, the After Suns, Banshees. Banshees kind of was, like.
Those all come out towards the end of the year, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Looking for that.
But there's also definitely, like, a lot that just kind of dropped during the year that can end up being, like, good and unexpected. And yeah, for sure. I just love finding those along the way, because it can be tough. A lot of times you got to watch a lot of movies and. Some of them you're not going to like, you know, but then some of them you're going to love. And so I just love, that's what I love about movies. It's like, there's just so much that's going to come out during the year. We've talked about these big blockbuster movies and TV shows that we're excited for, so many trailers that are dropping, and there's just so much that's still to come. And so we can just keep talking about it, and we can talk forever. That's kind of why we wanted to start doing this, was just to be able to talk about what's coming up, what we're exciting for, and also to learn about, like, other stuff that maybe we might want to watch. Like, I'm definitely going to go watch the Flash trailer now and just get hyped for other things. And that's kind of what we're going to be doing, just checking out everything that we can, just hopefully to be able to give you guys the best information and just mostly, more than anything, get hyped ourselves for all of this. So I'm pumped.
Definitely. Me too. Looking for it. Kicking it off in May. So
anything else before we end?
No, I think that's about it.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to our first episode of the Fast Forward segment, which is what we're calling these, which will be the movie news, rumors, and trailers with some trailer reactions hopefully mixed in there. We'll get started on those when we've got some big ones, hopefully. And we're excited to do this. Thank you again for checking it out. Please drop a like and subscribe if you would. We're trying to grow the channel here a little bit, but mostly just having fun, and we just appreciate anyone that's willing to listen to us. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Pause, Rewind, Play podcast, and we'll catch you next time.